Hi, this is Hazel. Have you checked out my OnlyFans yet? OnlyFans.com/HazelTheHotWife.
Warning, this podcast contains material of an adult nature.
We talk a lot about sex.
It contains explicit content.
About sex.
Explicit language.
About dirty sex.
Explicit situations.
That involve me having sex.
It is intended for adults only.
That may want to have sex with me.
Swing Pod, everyone, with Rocky and Hazel. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Hazel. And we're so glad you're here.
So this is episode 4, and I'm having trouble remembering, Hazel. So why don't you tell everyone what episode 4 is about?
Well, Rocky, today we are talking about your favorite thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Rules.
Oh, that's why I forgot.
Yeah,
Rules.
You love talking about rules.
Well, it's good to talk about rules.
It is good to talk about rules.
I don't know if I love talking about the rules, but it's good.
That's because I'm the rule maker and you're the rule breaker.
I can be the rule breaker. I don't mean to be the rule breaker, but sometimes it just happens. It will happen to you too. When you start off in lifestyle, it's imperative that you get together and talk. And talk and talk
and talk.
Pull out a notepad and start writing at some point. You'll discover something that your partner likes that will really turn you on. And you will also discover something that your partner tells you that they don't like or they wouldn't be comfortable with that you may not understand. And that's okay. Those are the times to really start talking.
Definitely talk before you get into an environment where you're not really thinking with the right head.
You're specifically talking about me that time, right?
I was looking at you, Rocky.
Yeah. It can happen, too.
It can happen.
So we've jotted down some of the things that we talked about in the beginning, and quite a few things that I wish we would have talked about in the beginning, because those are some of the places where I discovered that I broke a rule that I didn't know existed, and that's bad. You know, Hazel, I can upset you. Sometimes a part of it can be attributed. We didn't talk about it good enough. We just didn't get it right. And sometimes we have the rules, but I still don't get it right.
Well, and sometimes it's weird because I'm more of a black or white person. It's either a yes or a no. There's no gray area. But when it comes to rules, I guess there's more of a gray area that I think we talked about it, but maybe not about something specific.
And sometimes, unfortunately, you will just have to discover you don't like something in the middle of something. Then you still have to come back to your rules and modify them. And the opposite is true, too, because when we started off, we had quite a few rules, and some of those rules disappeared.
We had a lot of rules.
We did have a lot of rules. And what are some of the rules that we had? Do you remember?
Yeah. Do I remember? He's joking. The main rule, I think, when we first started was absolutely no kissing. I couldn't picture my husband kissing somebody else.
And that was a tough one for me because I'm...
He's a kisser.
I'm a kisser. I've got that Italian personality.
But you did good. You never broke that rule.
I didn't, but it was a hard one, though. That's, to me, part of the passion.
Part of the sexual experience.
Yeah, part of the sexual experience. That's a good way to put.
Well, and that's what gets you going.
It does. That's what begins to get me aroused, you know, that touching and kissing and all of that. That rule didn't last very long either, thankfully.
No, it really didn't. I mean, literally like months.
Yeah. And maybe not even months.
That was probably one of the first ones that got crossed off the list.
It did. And we talked about it at the time. And, you know, it was hard for you too. Not so much that you didn't like kissing, but men would move in towards you. And
I think that's how we crossed it off is because we were faced with a situation. I felt uncomfortable because the no kissing thing was my rule. And you were like, I'm fine. You go ahead. Just go with it. Then it was more like, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. So that was one of the rules.
What's another one?
Another one was we play in the same room.
Yeah, and that one stuck.
Yeah, that one stuck. And sometimes we even sway or veer off of that one, but it's because we both communicated before it happened.
Yeah, situationally.
Yes. Situationally, yeah. Right.
So we have abandoned that rule once or twice.
Once or twice.
The turn on for us involves us seeing each other.
Right.
Seeing each other turned on. That's why we like trying to, at all possible, stay in the same room. I'm not saying that an occasional romp.
Romp. That's a good word.
In another room isn't some fun. When I get to see you enjoying yourself, that is...
That's your drug.
That's my drug.
Yeah.
That is definitely my drug.
Yeah.
Another rule.
Oh, no swallowing. That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a big one. I did just a little bit of a backstory. Before Hazel got together with me, that was one activity she did not engage in.
At all.
Ever.
Never.
I was the lucky recipient of Hazel's first oral load.
Nice. You just made it sound gross.
Sorry. But that's what it was.
But that was what it was.
I was literally blown away.
You and your entendres tonight.
She just gives the most amazing blowjob I've ever had. And I've had a lot of blowjobs. But Hazel...
I was going to call you a smooth talker till you said that.
It's true, though.
I mean,
you know, how could I benchmark it otherwise?
True. That is true.
You are the best. The best I've ever had.
Oh, go on.
There is no doubt about it. After I got that first one, I was metaphorically sticking that one in a box. No way anybody else getting that.
I think that was the only rule in all of these years that you actually said, nope, this is going to be a rule.
Yep.
All the other ones were me.
I put that, if I would have had a chalkboard, I would have put that up there.
In bold letters.
No swallowing. Something happened. I can't even remember what happened, but I just started fantasizing.
Yeah. You brought it up. You're like, maybe I was a little too hasty in declaring that a rule.
Well, you seem to enjoy it so much with me. Mm. I wanted to almost get that other perspective, that other look of seeing you do that from 4 feet away.
Yeah, and I was actually a little more apprehensive about crossing that one off because I wasn't quite sure if I was ready for that.
And now you're a champ.
Yeah, now I'm a champ.
Now you're like...
They talk about me in the circles.
They do. They do. So that was a rule that we started off with. What's another one?
Well, this is another one that that stuck, and it should. You say something all the time about letting the women drive the bus. That is the smartest thing a man can do. Let me repeat. That is the smartest thing a man can do is let the woman lead. Because if a woman gets upset, game over.
Yep.
You're not having any more fun that night. And possibly for a while.
It's true.
It's true. But that's one of the rules from the beginning. And it gets a little bumpy sometimes. You get into those situations, you're drinking and you're having a great time. Next thing you know, you're leading and I'm pulling you back.
Yeah. So don't be pushy. Don't be pushy with your
significant other.
Don't be pushy with other people.
No, definitely.
I think that's an obvious one, but we've seen where in situations where...
Aggressive people.
Yeah, people have been very, very aggressive. And believe it or not, you know, particularly if you're new to the lifestyle, that's not what the community is.
No, it isn't. There's only a few. In all the years we've been doing this, we've only come across a couple, like literally two, I think.
Yeah.
And it was a guy and a girl, different times.
But I promise you, if that's you, you will not look good.
You will not look good and people will stay away from you.
That's right.
Unless they like you to be aggressive, but get to know them first.
Well, after the sex starts, maybe aggressive is, you know, I'm talking.
Yeah, no, this is aggressive before. Yeah.
Putting your hands on somebody, you know, that might not be appreciated.
Yeah. And not just by your significant other, but possibly by their partner. Don't just think about your own rules. You have to think about other people's rules as well.
And that's a dynamic. It's sometimes hard to work through.
Yeah, it is. And It's always a good idea if a woman is interested in my husband, it's a good idea for her to come up and talk to me, get to know me. I mean, I'm not saying come up and ask for permission. Can I touch your husband? I'm saying get to know me. Don't just go directly for the partner. And same goes for a guy. In my mind, I think it's rude if a guy just comes up to me and doesn't even know you or try to talk to you or anything.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are different. And I think communication between yourselves and with other couples, asking them, is it okay if I talk to you? Would it be better if my wife spoke to you? Just sometimes just asking some simple questions with another couple can go a long way. I really like you. How do I set up something with you? Can I have my wife talk to you? How do you do it? Maybe just asking people might be a good idea. What do you think?
And right. I'm not saying like if you're talking to a girl, asking her what her rules are. I'm saying my rule is anything goes on with a girl, I like to know who she is. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about our rules right there. And then you don't know if her husband's going to appreciate you just walking up and talking to her too. Everyone has rules. Always think about your own rules with your own significant other. Is this going to be okay with her or him? Have we talked about this before? That kind of thing. Because no communication leads you down a very bad road.
It does. It just means somebody's going to get their feelings hurt or get angry.
Or both.
That's not what this is supposed to be about. This is supposed to be about fun. I can't remember in the beginning. Did we ever talk about no anal sex?
I think it was kind of just like one of those unwritten rules. I know that we've been with people that I verbally heard the husband say absolutely no anal sex.
We're not that couple.
We're not that couple. Well, because I felt bad for you because I was thinking, well, you know.
And when I say that, I'm specifically talking about Hazel because she quite.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
It's not for me. Okay. No pegging or anything like that. But you but you seem to enjoy the anal sex. And ironically, we've only done it once or twice.
Yeah, and it's usually.
And it's almost always I'm the
right
one.
Right there. Yeah.
But it's happened.
It has.
Another big one, condoms.
Yes, condoms.
Going bareback, you'll hear that fairly often. We had that rule. It was steadfast in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We still adhere to it most of the time.
If it's with couples that we know, we could do on or off. Right. But usually if it's somebody that we don't know, we're generally not going to go bareback, at least the first time. Because let's face it, nobody likes condoms.
Nobody likes condoms.
Guys don't like them, and neither do women.
But they're safe. They, for the most part, are safer anyway.
Right.
And
I'm not just talking about for getting somebody pregnant. I'm talking about any
everything.
Kind of STDs and that kind of thing. Which for us, that would be the most thing because there ain't no pregnancies happening here.
Well, I've been trying for the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I mean, our kids are in their 30s, so.
One rule we never discussed that I've done some reading about is repeats. And I didn't realize, but there's a lot of couples out there, and this might be a consideration for you, whether or not you're okay seeing either the same couple again or the same single, the blue fish or the unicorn again. We're okay with that. In fact, we get comfortable with people. We'll have them over again. We'll see them again. We'll have sex with them again. And some of these people, if you allow it, they can become very good friends. Sometimes you'll even want to see them outside of the lifestyle. We know couples that have friends with kids. And mm-hmm. They get together. We're normal people.
Right, exactly.
So that's a rule. Did you ever consider repeats?
I mean, in the beginning, we didn't have that rule, but we didn't do a lot of repeats.
No, we were kind of poor.
Well, it was kind of like a kid in a candy store, you know, in the beginning. And it's like, wow, there's this whole world out there. But we talked about it in the beginning that we would like to get a group of friends that we could be friends with in and out of the bedroom. It just took us a while to find that perfect group of people that, you know, all of our attitudes and personalities got together and melded well.
Speaking of which, one of those repeats came over 2 nights ago, didn't it?
2 nights ago. Yeah. I finally got enough rest today.
You want to tell everyone what happened?
When our repeat came over?
Yeah.
It's not very nice to call him that. It's just the one bluefish that I feel comfortable with. I'm not one that looks for bluefish very often. Like you'll look for them for me because you know what I like. this gentleman comes over, not like super often. I mean, I think it had been 6 months since the last time we had seen him. So usually 2-3 times a year, he'll come over to our house. Otherwise, we see him at other places. But he came over and we got into the hot tub. And actually, we talked for a long time, the three of us.
We did. He actually listened to one of our podcasts.
Yeah, and he really liked it. And I believe we were talking about him in one of those too. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
He agreed to be a guest on the show.
Yeah, he did.
At some
point. He's going to be a guest star on our episode that we talk about bluefish.
Yep, and MMF.
And MMF. We had a great time.
Now, when you say great time, can you give the audience some specifics?
Are you talking about the specifics that I had to wash all of the bedding? Is that the specific that you're talking about?
Well, how about start off with what you wore?
Oh, well, one of the things that Rocky likes is for me to do like a little
fashion show
for him and our friend. I came down in the first dress that was, what did I come down? Oh, the red. The red with a very low cut down past my belly button in the front and in the back, just above my butt. And the bottom of the dress was just below my butt. So as you can imagine, there was very little.
Yeah,
very little.
He changed dresses 2 more times.
So, yeah, two more times.
Three dresses total, and not a single one of them came down below the bottom of her ass. It was awesome. Just love that.
Well, the green one, it covered my backside pretty well, but it was the front side that...
That was a shame.
You had to...
Heels. Yeah.
Yeah, heels and all of them. And then I think the last one was the gold dress.
Mm-hmm.
The gold dress that is very form-fitting. So I did that. The next time I came down, I had a robe on with nothing else, and we went out to the hot tub.
Went out to the hot tub, had some good conversation, a couple of drinks,
yeah.
Came back in.
And then I changed into lingerie, black lace that just melded to my curves. And that actually stayed on.
It did stay
for the rest of the night.
Surprisingly.
I mean, it became more of just like around my stomach, but it was pulled up and pulled down.
So how did your night end up?
Oh, gosh. My night ended up wonderfully. I believe I was on my hands and knees.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was more like my elbows and my knees. I had our friend in front of me. You were behind me.
What were you doing to that? What were you doing to our friend? Because I couldn't see.
You couldn't see. You could hear.
I could hear.
I was licking and sucking and just generally worshiping his penis with my mouth.
Mm-hmm. And what was I doing?
You were behind me playing with your hands. Before I knew it, you were inserting your fingers and hitting that G-spot because it's super easy for me when I'm on my knees to find my G-spot. Before you know it, he was making me squirt so far behind that it clouded the camera that he was holding.
I was taking video at the time. It was so awesome. In fact, she started squirting. I didn't have the video camera. I'm telling you, it was almost like if you would fill a gallon milk jug up and just turn it over and empty it on the bed. That's how much came out of Hazel.
It was a lot.
And I videoed this, and it went on for about 5 minutes straight.
Forever.
And I actually stopped and I said, hand me that video camera. I don't even know if you remember because I didn't have the video camera.
Oh, did I hand it to you?
No, he had to hand it to me.
Oh.
Yes. I said, hey, hand me that video camera. He reached over, handed me the video
camera.
I
didn't even hear that conversation.
No, I still have my fingers in you. You were just so aroused that you didn't even know what was happening.
Yeah. Well, he didn't move very far because...
No, it was left hand, grab it, right hand, gave it to me. I put the video on and...
It's a well-oiled machine.
You were just squirting and squirting and squirting and squirting. And that's not something that you do all the time.
No, so I'm more of a gusher usually.
So it was a very good time. I love that.
Yeah, except I had to take everything off of the bed. I didn't that night, though. Rocky had to sleep in the wet spot.
It wasn't a wet spot. It was like sleeping in the kiddie pool.
It was so wet. He ended up having to get a towel to put it down.
I didn't mind, though.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
You digress.
This show is brought to you by Hazel's Orgasm. Sorry for the break.
Thanks for tuning in. Anyway, moving on.
So another one that we started off with was a code word.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Do you remember what our code word was?
I believe it was pineapple.
I can't remember for the life of me because...
Well, because we were like, we should probably come up with some kind of word or something in case one of us feels uncomfortable. And that way the other one knows without tipping off the people that we're with.
Yeah.
We never used it.
It's still a good idea, though.
It is.
It's a good idea if one of you get into a situation, it becomes a hard no for you for any reason. Come up with that code word so you can discuss it with your partner. You could be a little discreet about it because everybody's human beings.
Yeah, and I'm not saying scream out the word pineapple. I'm saying say something like, you know, I saw something over there. It looked like pineapple upside down cake or something. So you're not so obvious.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're
not
out to
hurt people's feelings.
Yeah, you're not out to hurt people's feelings.
But you don't want to take one for the team either.
Well, and that's another rule.
That's the other rule.
That falls into taking one for the team.
That rule came about after one of us took one for the team.
And who was that?
I think it ended up being both of us.
Probably.
in the same instance.
Oh, in the same night.
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you that rule for just about everyone gets danced right up to. Because, again, how long did it take us to find each other?
Forever.
Forever.
It's not the easiest thing in the world couple.
Yeah. It's not entirely dissimilar.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to find just a single man or a single woman. Well, it's easier for the single man, but a single woman.
But if you just consider with each other how long it took you to be comfortable with each other, now apply that to both of you with two more people.
Yes.
It's not the simplest thing in the world. You will find, while everyone says we don't take one for the team,
we do things with people that maybe we wouldn't do in another situation.
That's right. You've got to have some hard no's sometimes.
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, there's some hard no's out there for sure.
It's a good rule. You should have it. You don't want somebody feeling left out, particularly if it's your partner. I promise you that.
No.
But you don't want to feel left out either. I mean, nobody wants to feel left out.
Right.
And that situation can happen if you don't communicate very, very well. So
that is true. Well, let's talk about texting. And messaging, because that was another one of our rules in the beginning, that the guy would talk to the guy, the girl would talk to the girl if we were trying to set anything up.
It's another dynamic that you've got to be on the same page about. It's all over the board from what I've seen. There's guys that text women all the time. There's women that text men all the time. Mm-hmm. There's women that will not do that. They only text women, and that rule covers social media messaging, you know, Messenger,
yep,
WeChat, all of those.
All
so
of it.
Guys, don't try to get off on a technicality if you get in trouble for sending somebody a message on Messenger when your rule was no texting. That doesn't fly.
Right.
It doesn't fly.
Right. Talking in any form at all with the opposite sex
has to be discussed and agreed to prior to when you do it.
Right.
It's just a good idea. This should not be about doing anything that's sneaky anything like that. It's supposed to be about what you do as a couple.
Yeah? Absolutely.
And it's supposed to be the icing on the cake for you as a couple, not something that you're going around doing for yourself.
Right. Not thinking of your partner. And I know we've said this before, your relationship as a couple should be absolutely good.
Rock solid.
Rock solid before you think about going into the lifestyle. And I'm not saying, we got into a fight last week or we got into a fight a month ago or something like that. People fight. That's a relationship. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about caring about your partner's feelings, your partner's desires, what makes them happy, what makes them sad, all of that stuff. Thinking about all of that before you just hit the ground running like a kid in a candy store.
It will not repair a broken marriage.
It absolutely will not. If anything, it will break it even faster.
I think it can add some spice to a
excitement.
Marriage. Excitement. Excitement mm-hmm. to a marriage, for sure.
Definitely.
But if it's already broken, this will make things 10 times worse.
Like you said, this should be the icing on your already cake. and your relationship is the cake. Some other things that we had on our list, drugs, smoking, liquor. I mean, I don't know about you, Rocky. I'm okay with smoking because I'm a smoker.
Yep.
But we have run across people who absolutely, that's an absolute no. And that's okay. I absolutely appreciate their rules, and that's fine. And liquor, I don't have a problem with drinking. I do have a problem with falling down drunk. Nobody wants to have sex with somebody who is falling down drunk or slurring their words or just making themselves look like an idiot.
Well, and from a man's point of view, we have our own dynamic to this sometimes too, because
liquid
liquid courage. We get nervous. We can be our own worst enemy. And start.
You just got to know when to cut it off.
When to say when.
Yeah.
And
that's hard because you're making that decision when to cut it off when you've already been drinking.
Yeah. And I've fallen into that trap a couple of times mm-hmm. where I've drank enough to give me courage to flirt and hit on some women that were mm-hmm. receptive, and it worked. And then I couldn't do anything because I was too drunk.
Right. Yeah. And then I become the mom.
Right.
You need to slow down.
Right.
And cut it off.
And thankfully, I haven't done that in a while. I've really learned to kind of watch myself.
It was more early on, you know, when it was new and, you know, it's nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking.
I mean, it's like dating all over again, but with your partner.
Right. Right.
It's an odd dynamic if your partner is your rock solid ride or die or whatever you want to call them, then it's a little easier, but it's still hard.
Yep. We know a lot of people in the lifestyle that are 420 friendly.
Yes.
We're not. Again, it doesn't do anything.
We're not against it.
And we're not against it.
You want to do it, go for it.
Yeah, it just doesn't do anything for me. It just makes me fall
asleep. It makes me sick.
Yeah, it makes you sick. It makes me fall asleep. But we're not against it. But again, just think about it. It's just one of those things. If you are 100% against something like that, creating your online profile yeah. in whatever site that you're going to join, be clear about that.
We've seen it on there.
Yeah,
both ways, 420 friendly and absolutely no drugs whatsoever, no cigarettes, no liquor. There's a lot of very athletic people in the lifestyle. I mean, there's a lot of other people like us too. And by us, I'm not saying we're these big slugs that sit around. I'm saying people who are not hard workout people. You know, you like to work out. I don't like to work out.
Yeah, I worked out once this week and it's...
You know, we're are you still sore?
We're taping this on a Friday. That was Monday. But that's partly your fault because of how much exercise you made me endure.
Hey, I expended a lot of calories that night.
Mm-hmm,
you yes, did. As a matter of fact, we ordered Taco Bell at midnight because everything was closed. I wanted pizza. Taco Bell at midnight, or actually by the time we ate it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and that's not a good idea.
We don't see a lot of hard drugs.
No, absolutely not.
I've never seen cocaine or anything like that. I am sure it's around.
That doesn't mean it's not happening. It's just people, even the pot with the 420 or whatever you want to call it, they don't really do that out in the open either.
It's discretion.
Yeah. And I mean, we're dealing with adults here. We're not children.
And it's probably like any other group of people. If that's your thing, you will find people that is their thing too.
Right.
But we don't see it out in the open a lot. So mm-hmm. if your assumption is the wild swinger party that has lines of coke in the bathroom,
oh, God.
We've never come across that.
This isn't Club 54.
It's not Club 54.
Or what is it, Club 56?
I don't know.
54.
What it is.
Anyway, it's the club from the
70s.
It's
not a club with any number.
Right, exactly. The other thing was, this was a rule and still is a rule for me. And that is, we have children that are older. Absolutely, I am not interested in having any type of foreplay, nothing with anyone who is even close to my children's age.
That's not my rule.
Obviously, that's not your rule.
But since it's Hazel's rule, it
becomes your rule.
It becomes
too.
My rule. It becomes my rule. You bet.
But yeah, no, if Rocky could get a 21 or 22 year old to come up to him, he would be all over that in a bag of chips.
You bet.
But I have had the young men that I don't, what is it, honestly, for guys that they want to be with an older woman?
Because they're hot. You're smoking hot. you're incredibly sexual. It's kind of like the blowjob that we were talking about. You know, you didn't do that till you were.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that other girls don't do it. Now, whether they do it well or not, I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't do that. Let's call it way past your 20s.
Let's call it that.
It's an art to you now. You know how to do that. You know how to do it well. If you ever got a hold of a 25-year-old to do it, he would be done in about 2 minutes because they don't experience what you give them. That's why they...
I enjoy it, though. I mean, that's the most fun for me, just being in that position of power. I like that. I live off of that.
Well, and when you're younger, you don't think of it that way.
Right. Well, you think of it, and speaking from my own experience, degrading women and disgusting, and who wants to do that? Mm-hmm. All of those things.
You just answered your own question. Why would a... younger dude want.
Yeah, but even older women. I know older women that don't do that.
And they're single.
No, they're not. They're not.
No, they're not single. But their husbands aren't as happy as me. I can tell you that. And I shouldn't say that because there's going to be a lot of people.
Mean.
There's going to be a lot of people on this podcast, ladies, and I apologize. It may not be your thing, and it may not be your guys.
Every woman has something that is enticing to men. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's get off this subject because I think your shovel isn't working.
It's
over
not.
There.
It's not.
We touched on this, I think, in our last episode about full swap. Soft swap. You have to decide in the beginning.
Yep.
How are you going to start off in the lifestyle? Are you going to just go ahead and full swap right out of the gate, which ironically is how we did it? But there are some people, like we said in the last episode, when they started out and even sometimes have stayed that way, are soft swap. They just feel more comfortable with that. And it's more of a turn on to them to watch their partner do a little bit and then they reap the rewards. And I think we had talked about this earlier about the orgasm and you were saying
the blowjob, but there's a lot of couples out there that, or a lot of people, I should say, that kind of feel like the orgasm is their partner's.
It's kind of like their reward for letting their partner do whatever.
It might be fun to see your wife have sex. It might not be fun to see somebody
else bringing her pleasure.
Or, her having an orgasm or having an orgasm in
the other way. Yeah.
The other way, that might not be something that little dynamics like that are important. Most of the time, your rules change will be in real time. That's
not a good idea.
It's not necessarily bad, but it's not a good idea.
It's never a good idea to change a rule in the middle.
No, what I'm saying is it just happens. Like an orgasm just happens.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I see.
Or kissing just happens. And now you have to deal with, is on the list, what do you do about broken rules?
Broken rules.
The rules that you had in place get broken.
Somebody's going to get hurt feelings.
And this was also on the last episode. You remember with that first bit of advice, the no scorecards.
No scorecards.
This is from me. This is my piece of advice for everyone. Be forgiving. It will happen. It's a sexually charged atmosphere. And that's where you can let your guard down. You have to do everything that you can to be mindful of your partner. You have to. But if your partner does something that you don't like, do the best that you can to forgive, talk, try to remind not to do it again, and move on. It will not happen that way every single time.
No,
it won't.
Definitely not. And on the same token, if your partner gets upset and isn't forgiving right away and is mad, because most people, if they get hurt or upset, usually the first reaction after that is anger. Like, how could they do that to me?
Right.
We're in the lifestyle. We have rules, but you can do all this other stuff. My suggestion would be if something like that happens and you break a rule and your partner gets upset, don't compound it by getting angry with them because they're upset. We're talking about feelings here, people. You may not get upset for the same thing if your partner had done that, but you would get upset about something. So just think about something that she could have done or he could have done that would upset you. And then that would put you back in the same mindset of, and apologize. And I'm not saying just the person who broke the rule, but also the person who got upset and probably got mad. apologize. It's still a relationship. You're going to get mad at each other. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get upset. But just remember, you love this person. And you wouldn't be in this lifestyle if you didn't love them completely. So accidents happen. And even if you're in your head, you're thinking, well, that wasn't an accident. That actually happened. And okay, things happen. Shit happens. Move on.
Talk some more.
Talk.
It's communicate.
Communication.
Constant communication.
Absolutely. I'm looking at our list here. Code word, clean up your messes.
Oh my God, yes.
Are we talking about the red room parties that we have here?
I'm talking about everywhere. It's just be cordial. If you go to a house party, if you go to a club, it doesn't matter.
Pick up after yourself.
Pick up after yourself. Clean your messes.
If you have sex in somebody's house, clean up your mess. That person shouldn't find your used condom on the floor next to a bed. It's disgusting.
Be courteous towards each other. And I think that's a rule that should be applicable to everyone.
And I've got one that I'm assuming this is what you meant whenever you wrote this down, but you said discretion, social media. This is a good point to talk about. We're all in this lifestyle. This is, let's call it a hobby that we like to do. Some people are not out to their vanilla friends or they're to their family
Probably
or to their
most.
Children or to their job for that matter. Never, ever, ever, ever should you mention a person's name. Actually, don't kiss and tell at all, ever. This is fun. You know, you don't want to be that high school kid that made it with the cheerleader and told everybody about it. That's not what we're here for. We're here to have fun, be discreet. We all have jobs. We all have families. We have friends that may or may not know what we do in our free time.
Or you end up becoming friends on Facebook and you post something inappropriate
Definitely.
On their homepage. Things we've seen that.
Oh, I've had it done. I'll post a picture or something just on my normal Facebook
fully
page. Fully dressed. My kids are on there. Everybody. Some person,
From
guy,
lifestyle.
Usually, will say, God damn, you're so sexy. What do you have on underneath that? Okay, you know what? My kids know that we do this. They don't want to see it right there in front of their face.
Yeah, and it could be a problem.
That would be a problem.
Last thing. Let's see. The last rule that we'll encourage everyone is to do what, Hazel?
Have fun.
To have fun.
Relax. This isn't a high school dance party where you're standing up against the wall because nobody wants to talk to you. Get out there and talk to people. I'm worse about that than Rocky is.
He's
a social butterfly and I'm a wallflower.
Which is amazing because Hazel walks into a room and everybody turns their head.
But not all women or men, for that matter, are comfortable with attention. In those circumstances, now during sex, I relish that. I love that attention in that situation. If we go to a meet and greet or just go to watch a band with a bunch of our lifestyle people, I'm a wallflower. I will sit down and just kind of observe. A lot of times some guys will come up to me. I talk to a lot of the women, but Rocky, he'll float around. He's like a little social butterfly and he likes to talk to everybody.
Well, I mean, my normal profession is sales and in sales, we all know it's a numbers game.
That is true.
One that we passed up, though, was punctuality. And maybe that's how we'll end the program today.
Punctuality and cancellations. Let's talk about that.
Be courteous to one another.
Definitely.
Be punctual. If you say you're going to show up at 7 o'clock, don't show up at 7:15. This is not, you know, remember, people are nervous. They're nervous to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably nervous to meet them.
And if you don't show up until 15, 20 minutes later, the whole thing has gone through their mind that, oh, they didn't show up. They're not interested. All of that.
Yeah. So just be kind to each other.
And if you make a date with another couple, don't call them 15 minutes before you're supposed to be there and cancel.
Yeah. Yeah. Just again.
I mean, stuff happens, obviously, if an emergency happens or something like that. You should be talking to these people before the actual time and date that you're supposed to get together.
And I'll tell you what, a couple would appreciate much more if you actually showed up and had a discussion about why they didn't feel comfortable tonight.
Well, and
we're human beings.
If you're not feeling well, obviously, I would much rather them not show up if they don't feel good. We've had people cancel on us that, I mean, somebody was actually sick. Okay, that's a good rule. That's a good decision.
Particularly these days.
But if you just cancel because you're just not feeling it, in my mind, that's rude. It's really rude. And it doesn't mean that we have to get together. Let's have a conversation. We're all adults here. We're not always going to be somebody's cup of tea. And maybe you thought that these people would be your cup of tea. And then you just got nervous or just started thinking, just not feeling it tonight. Call them and be honest. Hey, I know we're supposed to get together tonight, but I'm just not feeling right about it. Have fun, be courteous, think of your partner, think of your rules. I know it sounds like a lot, but if done well, you don't even think about all of these rules and all of that. And you may not have any rules at all. You may get into this and think, you know what?
Hall passes all around.
Open exactly.
Marriage, however you
But if you do have rules, and most people do. It's fine to have rules because I guarantee you, the person you're talking to or the couple that you're talking to, they have rules too. So not only be conscious of your own rules, but be conscious of other people's rules as well. And that's actually something that we talk about when we first get together with somebody. We'll usually meet them for a drink or for dinner or something. And among other things, like asking how they got into the lifestyle and that kind of thing, because we're both very interested in hearing how that happens, that scenario. But also we find out, what are your rules? Are you full swap? Are you soft swap?
It also makes great conversation.
Are you okay with kissing? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like an icebreaker, really.
Yeah, it's great conversation.
And you can even work it into being a little coy about it. So if I were to come over and kiss you, would that be okay? Or is that a rule? Right. Exactly. Have fun. Make it fun. Don't look at it as, oh my gosh, now there's all these rules. Yeah, but there's also other things that are not a rule.
And those are the things.
And generally, sex is one of them. If you can get past all of that and still have a great time, you're on your way to really enjoying the lifestyle.
And it will give you another opportunity to get to know your partner. I guarantee you, if you sit down and go over these rules, you will learn something about your partner that you didn't know before.
And they'll learn something about you that they didn't know before.
Yep. Well, we're having a lot of fun with this, doing this podcast. We're actually continuing to even learn more about each other. And we're hoping that you're learning some things too. And we appreciate you tuning in. And we will talk to you next time. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Now head on over to OnlyFans and check me out. OnlyFans.com/Hazel the Hot Wife.